throw the ball to him on Sunday.
I might have to suit up. No. You know, I tell you, it's really kind of our thought process, our mentality, the way we've gone about our business all year, and we're going to play everybody. You know, if it's Frankie Hammond, who's had some time, some experience out there, Albert's had some snaps in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, whoever we put out there has to go play, and we're going against a fine defense, and they've got to execute and know their game plan.
If it's not Avery, would Hammond be the next guy out?
Well, the next guy would be Frankie and would be Hammond, and then you also got Albert. You know, Albert again increasingly has gotten a few more reps each week, and we got to continue to get, you know, he's a young player, but we got to keep him coming as well, just like we did with Travis.
Doug, did you get your new tight end some work yesterday?
Got a few snaps. Yeah, I got a few snaps, and we'll see where it is at the end of the week. But got him a few touches yesterday.
Is that realistic to think he could be a part of the game plan on Sunday?
You know, it could be. You know, we've gone in every week with three tight ends, and you know, it should be no different this week. We'll just see where it is at the end of the week.
How do you get Kelce more involved from last week?
Well, first of all, you look at what Buffalo did, and they were obviously very aware of where Travis was and is on the football field. And so, you know, we've just got to continue to dial up plays that are directed for Travis. And then when we do call those plays, Travis has to execute and understand the coverage or his assignment in that particular situation. But, you know, we just have to call plays and get him involved that way.
Do you see this as a week where you can get him more involved than he was a week ago?
Well, the tight end position against this group has been successful, you know. But yet it's a defense that not a very complicated defense, not a very complicated scheme. You kind of know what they're going to do. They're very good at what they do. They got great personnel over there, and so from that standpoint, it becomes just an execution game, and all our guys have to understand their assignment, understand the game plan, and just go execute against a good defense.
Look at what the Eagles did. Lane Johnson came back from his suspension. You know, he came right back in and started. It was a month later for Stevenson. You know, we still trying to see what's going to happen there. You know, what's going on with them, man? This guy was arguably your best lineman coming into the season.
Yeah, I mean, it was a situation where, you know, obviously with the suspension, four games at the start of the year, and moving Ryan Harris out there to tackle, and Ryan's done a good job. I mean, he's filled in well, and I guess at this stage of the season, you don't want to disrupt that chemistry a little bit, but yet at the same time, you want to continue to keep a guy like Lincoln Bock, a guy like Donald Stevenson involved with your system, whether it be in short yardage, goal line, which we've done the last couple of weeks.
Are Stevenson and Cush getting any practice reps at guard at all, or are they just learning where they're, they're still learning?
Just kind of keeping them in their spots right now. Cush is still growing as a center, and he's a fine center, still keeping them right there in their spots.
Do you think you got an advantage this week with Nevin being out now and running the football?
I don't know if that's much. I mean, this is a good group. I mean, these guys fly around. I tell you what, I think it's, you know, for them, it's obviously a guy that they're going to miss. You know, we just have to continue to. We just have to execute. Bottom line is, we have to execute. He's a big presence in there for sure.
Do we have a big game against Buffalo? His receptions are up compared to last year. Is there a difference? He looks quicker. I don't know. What difference do you see?
Well, I think it's a mindset with Dwayne. I mean, it's the fact that I think he understands that, you know, that he's kind of the guy, you know, for us on the perimeter. Alex has a nice trust in him, and you know, those two really work well together in practice, and it shows in the game. And Dwayne's different on Wednesday than he is on Sunday. You know, he when you get to Sunday, I mean, that's his time. And he loves the lights, and he loves the big show, and you know, he's a gamer, and it showed on Sunday.
It seemed like when you guys ran drags on Sunday, Buffalo was really aware of that. Was that with everybody, though, or was that a Kelce thing? Do you remember?
You know, they going into the Buffalo game, we anticipated, you know, from them what they'd shown on film, a lot more man-to-man, single safety middle type coverages, and they actually presented us a little more zone, and that takes away some of that stuff. So, you know, we had to make those adjustments during the game.
This is a fourth down play, the touchdown. Andy said that's a short yardage play. When you called it against that particular defense, did you sort of feel like it was going to be a lot more than just 1 yard?
Well, you hope that every play is that.
Oh,
but obviously in that situation, yes, that definitely has a play, and you see it. Everybody runs that play, and, you know, it's just a chance to get 25, with the ball in space on the perimeter and with the hope of obviously scoring. And it worked. Guys executed the play extremely well. There was a little bit of a sense of urgency, being that it was a fourth down situation and just a well-executed play.
When you got something you think is going to work like that, is it hard to sit on that for the right moment?
You know, those plays like that are definitely game-specific, certain situations. That one happened to be a fourth and one. It could have been a third and one. But it's those short yardage situations like that. And then there's obviously plays in the red zone or on third down that you kind of – you got to pick the right spot and pull it out. And it may be a play that you've repped for 2 or 3 weeks and haven't had the chance to call it until that particular time.
How much of it's there?
In your playbook every week, that?
Not necessarily, because every defense will play that particular formation different. So it's not in every single week.
I was going to say, how much when you do your film study and you see a defensive end or outside backer who's prone to crash, I mean, that dials it up on the playlist a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things that you look for, you know, with defenses, and one is defensive ends and linebackers, how they you know, contain or scrape or whatever, the, you know, whatever they're going to box you in. And you look for those things, you know, as you game plan, and Coach Heck does a nice job of putting the run game together that way.
The all the talk coming into the season about officiating and secondary physical play and contact and so forth, I mean, all that was designed because of the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, they're the guys that kept bubbling into the surface. Yet, as you look at them after 9 games, they have very few of those penalties. When you're watching the tape, what do you see? Are they just that strong fundamentally?
It's a great, great fundamental football team. You know, I mean, they some of the best corners you're going to see in the league, and they do it and they play it well. And, you know, is there grabbing going on? Yeah, I mean, there's going to be some grabbing and pushing and shoving. That's just part of the game. But these guys do an exceptional job at the line of scrimmage and, you know, are able to quick jam our receivers or receivers during the game at the line. And you know, our guys have got to be aware of that and execute their fundamentals.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
All right.